Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about what happens when you say you don't believe.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Glad that you've tuned in. We hope that you check out our website, neweveryday.tv. Check out our partners page to see all the amazing organizations and people supporting us. Mm-hmm. If you would like to support us, check out our partners page. There's lots of opportunities there to connect with those organizations and businesses. So
yeah,
thank you so much. And last week we spoke about our mini adventure where we went to Wymarsh to feed the chickadees and seeing mm-hmm. God's provision and talking about the ways that we see God and then believe
Wait a
that
second,
he
we
exists.
Didn't go.
What?
We didn't go.
What do you mean?
We didn't go.
To where?
We didn't go to the Wymarsh.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. What are you talking about?
Do we need a commercial break?
Carrie, I can't believe that you said that we went to the Wymarsh.
I went there. I was there with you, yo.
Do you have proof?
Yeah, I got a picture. Do you want to see it? I'll show you right now.
Nice.
It's a hard sell.
On today's show, we're talking about what do you do when you say you believe and then you don't.
You turn your back.
Turn your back.
That was good.
I know.
You didn't even plan that.
I know.
I was like, yeah, we really did go. And usually Jen has the best, like, memory for events. So for me to remember something and her not to is, like, weird.
Because we're talking about events leading up to the crucifixion of Christ. Mm-hmm. And in this last the last part of John, we talked about, I totally agree, last week. And that's why I interrupted her. I'm like, no, I didn't. Because Jesus predicts. We really did. Tune into last week's show. But Jesus predicts that his disciples are going to deny him.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, no way, man.
Yeah, Peter said no.
I will not betray you. Yeah. And Jesus is like, no, like before the rooster crows twice, you know, you're going to deny me three times. And he's like, no, I would never, I would die for you. And then, you know, Jesus goes before the Sanhedrin, and this is verse 15 of chapter 18. It says, Simon Peter and another disciple following Jesus, which is most likely John because he never writes himself in. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple who was known to the high priest came back, spoke to the girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. You are not one of the disciples, are you? The girl at the door asked Peter, and he replied, I am not. It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around the fire where they kept warm. Peter also was standing there with them, warming himself. And then over verse 25, it says, as Simon Peter stood warming himself, he was asked, you are not one of the disciples, are you? He denied it, saying, I am not. One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him. Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove? Again, Peter denied it. At the moment, the rooster began to crow.
It's interesting, the guy whose ear he had cut off. It's like, there's the physical evidence that you were defending this guy that you say you don't even know now. So what? Where's the disconnect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're talking about this is because for some of you, and maybe for us, we've made a commitment to Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've raised our hands on Sunday morning, or we've gone forward for prayer, or we've said, yes, I believe in Jesus. And then, you know, whether it's at school or at work, you know, somebody says, hey, I saw you at that church. And you're like, oh, I don't really believe that. You know, you sort of get your back up a little bit and you don't either know what to say or you feel like you're going to get in trouble. I don't know, because Peter, yeah, obviously, he denied Christ bold face. No, I'm not. Even though the proof was there.
So what is that? What causes that feeling to, no, no, not me, not me. Like, what is that? Because I know I've felt it. And I know there's been times in my life where I should have stood up and say, no, you know what? I do know what happens after you die because I believe what God says in his word. Mm. And I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Why didn't I do that? What is that?
The four-letter F word.
Hi, I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I love being a Vimeo Pro member. As a web broadcaster, I need an affordable video hosting platform that's as flexible as me. A Pro membership lets you upload up to 20 gigabytes of HD video each and every week with no additional bandwidth restrictions. That means if you produce a show that uses even up to 20 gigabytes of storage, your limit resets itself the following week, so you can do another 20 gigabytes. And keep doing that week after week. Now, Category 5, with all of our shows, use roughly 10 gigabytes per week. From there, Vimeo automatically generates all the files that you need to provision your RSS feeds, Roku channel, website media player, or even video downloads in multiple bit rates, with no limits on your bandwidth usage or how many people can access your files. What's best? The price is astonishingly affordable. And for a limited time, friends of the Category5.tv network will receive a whopping 25% off the annual price. All you have to do is go through our link, cat5.tv/Vimeo, and sign up today for your 25% discount. To top it off, you get 30 days to try it risk-free. If you're not happy with Vimeo Pro, you pay nothing. The deal is only for a very limited time. Go to cat5.tv/Vimeo.
Okay, welcome back to New Every Day. Jen was just about to say a bad word.
The four-letter F word.
Fear.
Fear. I think fear comes in. Like, you're passionately pursuing God, and then somebody challenges you, and whether or not, like, we don't even know what would have happened to Peter. Because it doesn't say that, you know, it was a girl in one of the cases. What is she going to do? Go and tattle on him?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, Jesus was being physically persecuted at that time.
Yes.
He was being taken away. There was the threat of death. So that threat was really imminent. It was right up in his face.
Yeah. But it's interesting because he said, no, I would even die with you, right? Like, I'm willing to die with you.
Yeah,
and they all agreed.
It.
And yet in the garden, they all took off. And there's Peter. Like, there he is denying Christ three times, even though he affirmed, no, I'm going to stay. And I think you're right. I think the shock of the situation, like, whoa, this is really happening. This is really happening. Jesus said this was going to happen. He said he was going to be betrayed. He said he was going to, you know, be captured. Like, whoa, wow, this is really real.
Yeah, this is real.
And I think they were in a process of realizing that this was really real. I think sometimes we can sort of be in la-la land, I want to say, as believers.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the rubber hits the road and you're like, whoa, no, this is really real.
Yeah.
And what is my response?
This is costing me something.
Yes.
This is costing me the reputation I thought I had built. It's costing me the friend that I thought I had. It's affecting my self-concept. There's a cost in some way.
And am I willing to pay the cost? Like, am I willing to align myself with Christ?
Yeah. And scripture does say, like, we should count it a privilege to suffer with him, to suffer alongside him. And Paul talks about becoming like him in his sufferings and death, that he might obtain the resurrection from the dead, that he would willingly lay down his life for Jesus, saying that he is God.
Yeah.
Like, that's profound. And I mean, here in Canada, we don't suffer the same kind of persecution that they do in places like Eritrea, like they do in places in Northern Africa, yeah. where, or in China or North Korea, where Christians are persecuted to the point of death.
Yeah.
We have not experienced that.
No. The picture that just came to mind was a movie came out probably 15 or so years ago called, oh, the name just lost me.
15 years ago.
Yeah,
Ghostbusters.
No. But it was a Christian girl. She was diagnosed with cancer. And that really cute guy got into trouble. And she went, A Walk to Remember. And so she starts tutoring him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And they're doing the show together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's like, so I'll see you after school today. And he's like,
whatever.
In your dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody starts laughing because, and then he shows up at the door ready to practice. And she opens up the door and she's just like.
Then she says, so you want to be my friend, but just like secret friends. And
yeah.
He's like, yeah. So basically, I want what you can give me, but I don't want to actually be associated with you because you're bad for my reputation.
Yeah. And she's like,
that's such a good example.
I don't want to be a secret friend. And Jesus does not want to be our secret friend.
I don't want him to be.
He doesn't want to be our friend on Sunday. You know, he doesn't want to be our friend just in our quiet times in our rooms.
Or when you see your friends from youth group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wants to be your friend at work when, you know, you've been reading your Bible or reading a passage of scripture online and somebody comes up to you and you just quickly put it away, you clear your screen or you put it in your desk or whatever because you're like, oh, I can't let anybody know, you know, that I'm a believer.
And I got to confess, I have done that. And I've done that to avoid the conversation that I thought I couldn't contribute to well enough.
Hmm. But then that's the four-letter F word again, right?
I know.
It always comes back to fear. It's like you said, I don't know if I can contribute to that conversation. And I've been in the position of, well, you know, how are they going to respond to me? If I say something about Jesus, how are they going to respond to me? And even in Christian circles, sometimes you don't want to be perceived as too religious.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, oh, you take that Christian stuff too far. Like you pray too much or sometimes. And I'm like, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And so sometimes I actually pull back because I'm like, I don't want to say too much here because I don't want to turn people off. I don't want people to think that I'm super, you know, hyper religious or anything. And yet Jesus is not calling us to be a secret friend. If he has laid something on our hearts or if we're reading something about him or if we feel like we need to share something about him, then we need to share it. Right?
Like, yeah. Who honor me, I will honor.
Yeah.
The Bible says that.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
And I think that when the fear comes up, when that desire to sort of back away or to hide or to deny, as, you know, the boy in the movie and Peter, like, it was out and out denial. Like, I don't know you, like, in your dreams. And, you know, that grieves the Lord when we do that.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that there is forgiveness.
Like, and, yeah, when Jesus, after he's resurrected, he meets with Peter. They're out on the boat.
Yeah.
And Jesus is making breakfast for them on the shore. And then Peter sees him and, like, jumps out of the boat and swims there. And then while they're eating breakfast, Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? And he asks him three times and mm-hmm. gives him the opportunity three times to say, yes, Lord, you know I love you, and reinstates him.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. And then Peter goes on to start the church at Pentecost. And so I agree.
Yeah.
Even though we can believe and then deny, Jesus, when we have a repentant heart, Jesus forgives.
Yeah.
And welcomes us back. And so we encourage you today that if you are struggling with being bold about your faith or public about your faith, and that's what makes baptism so important. It is a public declaration that you believe in Jesus Christ. And some people often struggle with that. They're like, why do I need to be baptized? I love God in my heart.
Why do I need to get married? It's just a ring on my finger, a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
It's a public declaration saying, I believe in Jesus Christ. Marriage is a public declaration that you want to honor God with your spouse. Like, that is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And so we want to encourage you today to make your relationship with Jesus public. Don't hide it. If you've denied it, confess it, repent, say, God, I've come under fear. I've come under fear. Would you forgive me? And I love the fact that says he is faithful to forgive. He's always faithful to forgive. And so he will forgive you. You just have to admit that that's what you've actually done. And I know for me, sometimes it's, I might not say, well, I don't believe in Jesus, but under my breath, I'm like, but I might not say anything about him. Right?
Yeah.
And so I need to pray for boldness for myself and confess my own fear in sharing the gospel. And so we encourage you to give that fear over to God, to say, dear Lord Jesus, would you please help me to be bold for you, to be public for you, and to go where you're leading me to go, to speak what you're asking me to speak, and to have the courage to do it.
Yeah. Well, can I just pray for us then, Jen?
Yeah.
Father, I just confess that I have had fear in my heart sometimes. Fear of what people will think of me. Fear of how my reputation will be affected if I say something about you that other people might not believe. But their belief does not need to change what I believe in.
Hmm.
I thank you, God, that my salvation and honor depend on you, that you gave everything. You traded up heaven. You came down to earth. You died for us. I'm so thankful. And I pray, God, that you'd help us who know you to live a life worthy of our calling. And we want to know you and make you known.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray, God, for the people watching who have felt the same way and have had that fear, that's not right. Help us to fear you and love you, that your love would compel us to speak up out of compassion for other people, that they would see our lives that have been transformed, and then that would be another stepping stone to them coming to know you. I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Been a pleasure talking about this. Jen, thanks for sharing all that.
Thanks for
throwing a curveball at me there. And we hope that you'll tune in next week to New Every Day. Have an awesome week.
Yes. Later.
See ya.